Now, who says there's no romance in Morning Ireland? Listen to this. Hundreds of love locks attached to the Ha'penny Bridge. They're being taken away by Dublin City Council for structural and visual reasons. Now, the idea behind the love locks is that couples who are in love either write or engrave their names onto a regular padlock. Then they fasten the padlock to the railings of the Ha'penny Bridge while the key is thrown into the river as a symbol of their everlasting love. You say, ah, here, Cathal.
On cue, ah.
But there's a but here. Dublin City Council says it's been removing the locks regularly. They want couples to stop and leave their railings alone. Here's more. Aisling Kenny reports.
Love is in the air, everywhere I look around.
Well, we're going to put the lock on the bridge to lock our love together. We've been married for 29 years, and we're here on this trip celebrating our anniversary. And so we're excited to put the lock on the bridge and show our love for each other.
I'm trying to find a spot on the bridge that I can put it on. Okay, I can lock it. Can get it through.
You have it now?
Okay, yes, I do. Okay, here it is. Now it's locked. You want to throw the key away?
I'll throw the key.
But make it big.
Okay.
All the way.
Okay.
Okay,
ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Yay, you did it. Give me a kiss. Gracie from Brownsville, Texas.
And I'm Keith, her husband. She was really honestly gave me chills up my spine. So it's very exciting.
I think it's very emotional and loving and caring to show your love for each other in such a way.
Love is in the air.
Love might be in the air for hundreds of couples who've been attaching love locks to the Ha'penny Bridge. But for Dublin City Council, there'll be no love lost when the locks are removed.
Owen Madden, I'm a senior engineer with Dublin City Council in the traffic department. For the last 2 years, we've been taking these locks down and they've just been reappearing. Almost as fast as we take them down, they come back again. It's costing us money to actually bring the bridge back, to take the locks back off them, because we're obliged to take the locks off them because the bridge is supposed to look the way it did 180 years ago. Some of these things are made of toughened steel. The bridge is made, it's reconstituted to the original design made of the original cast iron. So the bridge is softer than the locks we have to take off. So we can damage the bridge taking locks off.
Dara Doyle, the community manager of the website worldirish.com, says that the new phenomenon is ruining the bridge's appearance.
It is attracting people to write on the bridge itself and write and scrape in with marker and whatever. And when we're walking across something that should be well painted and should be presented well, given how many photographs it appears in, how many times it's photographed daily, how many postcards and whatever, it should actually be a clean bridge, but people are scribbling on it. And the other thing is, if you look at the locks, you'll actually see that the locks are rusting and they're causing the bridge to rust and they're causing the paintwork on the bridge to be damaged. What would be a lovely idea is just to put a row of wiring down on the boardwalk maybe and have people lock the things to that.
While the tradition is becoming increasingly popular in countries across Europe, people in Dublin City Centre had mixed views about the romantic gesture.
I think it's a really nice idea, but because it's such like an iconic bridge, it kind of ruins it a little bit because there's so many of them.
I think they're quite gimmicky. I think they could become a problem later on.
I think they're cool. I think it's great. They can remove them and they're going to be back anyway.
No, I would keep them. As a tourist, I thought it was a nice little, you know, kind of special, unique thing.
I think it just brings something a little bit different to the bridge. I would leave them, yeah. Sorry about it. Just says something, yeah, about people of Ireland, Dublin, and I would leave it, yeah. Now, if we wouldn't do it ourselves, but I think it's nice that someone took the time to do it. I think it should be left.
I'm from Denmark. We do the same in Denmark as well. We have a bridge in Copenhagen. We do the same. It's a tradition. I think it's a sweet idea.
I don't really have any opinion on them. I saw them in Paris, so I suppose they're just copying what they've seen abroad. The bridge is beautiful. It doesn't need to have anything added to it.
I think they look lovely. No, definitely, because it's quite quirky. And I've never seen anything like that before, so I think they should stay.
We considered it, but the bars here are very thick. And that's the problem. In Paris, it's more accessible than it is here. But we are sort of still thinking about it.
I think you'd want the right type of lock. You wouldn't want something that's grass or like the bicycle locks or anything like that.
It has to be romantic. We're very romantic, even though we're in our 50s.
Oh, wasn't that great? That was Aisling Kenny reporting. And so you have a choice there. You know, you can say it's an historic bridge that's been faced with rusting locks. Or you could be like Icelandup Dave and his fiance, and their lock was on the bridge. So I hope Dublin Corporation hadn't
taken that away. They did the same thing, and they've been doing it for years, on the Rialto Bridge in Venice, and apparently on the Great Wall of China and a couple of other places. But there's something about bridges. I mean, it's a beautiful bridge. Therefore, we have to stick a couple of 100,000 padlocks on it.
Anyhow, leave love aside.